like to talk with L. Brooks Patterson as often as we can. He seems to be in the know about so many topics. And we booked this interview on Friday with Kelly, and apparently she didn't tell the boss about that. Mr. Patterson, how are you this morning?
Yeah, that's my former secretary you're talking about.
Well, we're going to have to get the new one on board. My apologies for kind of catching you off guard here.
I'm available, so it's not a problem.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to work hard and keep the county in good shape and spend a few minutes on the campaign trail. I'm up for re-election this year.
I know that. How's that going for you?
Yeah, pretty good. I don't have a serious challenger, so I'm taking what time I have on the trail and helping out some other guys who are running for office, like Mike Bishop for prosecutor, a fellow named Romney.
You know, some folks wouldn't be bold enough to say that I don't have a serious challenger, you tell it like it is.
Well, I don't believe he's raised any money, and I've not seen him anyplace. I introduced myself to him, I think he was, and he didn't say, I'm not going to win. He said, I have no illusions about winning. I just want to have a good dialogue. So it's going to be, I guess, a good contest.
What could you do to be better?
I'm the right weight, I'm just 6 inches too short. I'm far from perfect, and my county always needs, you know, we work hard to keep it ahead of the curve, but I just suppose in some of the economic issues that we've got in Oakland County, and we were hit harder than the state, we had higher unemployment than any other county because Chrysler was headquartered and went bankrupt. General Motors was the largest. They went bankrupt. And Lear headquarters, they went bankrupt. So we took a big hit back in 2009. So we're working hard to replace the jobs we lost.
Should Mitt Romney have a chance, you think, to win here in Michigan? Do you think he has a chance?
Well, I think he has an excellent chance. I mean, he that editorial in the Wall Street Journal, they had editorial troubles and too bad. The headline, he has trouble with the headline saying that Detroit go bankrupt. He had really recommended a course of action ultimately that was taken by the president. What Mitt has said, and I've heard him speak on this issue a few times, he recommended a structured bankruptcy, and then he would have said how much money is needed to tide him over. The president came in with all kinds of TARP money early on before they even began to discuss the bankruptcy issue. So they had the same idea, but Romney and I agree with him, would have done it a little differently. He wouldn't put the money up front. He would have. I think they're on roughshod over the bondholders who've always been a protected investment class, not anymore. And really, there's as much a bailout of the UAW as was a bailout of the automotive company.
So you think that Romney would have been in favor of some kind of help for the state of Michigan?
What would he do? In automotive? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But he would have done it differently. He wouldn't have given the money up front. He would have gone through the bankruptcy, see what was needed, and then structured some kind of a deal.
Do you think Detroit should merge with Wayne County?
You know, I never thought that much about it. I saw that mentioned for the first time. I don't think Detroit can survive on its own. It's got itself dug a hole so deep, and they got some kind of a rebellious city council that refused to accept any help unless they didn't want any rules or any strings attached to the funds. They just want the money. Yeah, if they can merge with Wayne, I think that might be a resolution, but I'm not sure Wayne's going to want to take on such a heavy debt load as the city of Detroit and all its expenses.
When do you think Detroit will start prospering again?
It's really a tough question. I've looked at Detroit. For instance, their businesses used to have like 24,000 businesses, and now they have 7,000. They used to get roughly 56% of the revenues from property taxes, now they get 14%. Unemployment is double in Detroit. Illiteracy is probably 50% of the city. I mean, there's no school system. It's got so many problems. The only chance it has is probably, as you just said, dissolve and become part of Wayne County.
What's your thought about Obamacare, especially after the ruling by the Supreme Court, and how's Oakland County going to handle that if Michigan keeps dragging its feet on having an alternative?
Well, Michigan's dragging its feet on setting up the exchange, which is basically a retail outlet for us to pick the plan we want to go to. And I don't see any stampede to implement that change right now, especially if Romney gets elected. He says he's going to dismantle Obamacare on day one. So why go out there and go through the steps of creating a change only to have it, you know, undone by the incoming president, assuming Romney wins? So I don't think there's any immediacy. It's not like something's going to happen in the next 99 days. And I understand that taking a wait-and-see attitude, and I don't, you know, I can concur with that. The whole idea of Obamacare is scary. It's just more of a federal government getting bigger and bigger, and they'll take over 1/7 of our economy. And frankly, the federal government is the same group that brought you the post office, Amtrak, and Solyndra. I really don't want them managing my health care. Thank you.
What's your thought on how the Republicans are handling this, though? We've seen a Republican governor and Governor Snyder wanting us to move forward on this. The Senate has put forward a proposal, but it's the Democratic House and their leadership that are really refusing to attack this until after the election. What's your take on that?
I think it's really the Republican House who is refusing to enter into this change. And as I just said, 99 days isn't going to make or break anything. We can wait because if Romney comes in, Obamacare goes out. So why go through the expense and the disturbance creating these changes? In fact, if later on I'm proven unnecessary.
Assess Governor Snyder's job so far as governor.
Well, he's taking a businessman's approach. He knows one of the problems for creating businesses and expanding businesses is a hostile tax environment and a hostile regulation environment, which, of course, Michigan had for the whole decade and exacerbated by Jennifer Granholm's lack of leadership in those areas. So the economy was really stuck in reverse. Snyder, you know, changed the whole business tax, came back with a less onerous tax, which is now in the phasing out the personal property tax, which I don't have a problem with. It's going to cost me $1.3 million this year. I've already budgeted for it. I'm willing to give up a little money in order to improve the attractiveness of Michigan as a place to do business, because I'll make it back for a new business investment. So that's my theory. I'm sure that's Snyder's theory as well. So I think he's a pro-businessman. I think he's trying to reduce the cost of doing Michigan with the hopes of expanding and getting new business here. And I subscribe to that approach. Some of the things he's done, I don't know that I'm a big fan of, taxing pensions and so forth. It might have been an easier way to get the revenues to Michigan desperately needed. But he's a tough guy making tough decisions, so I give him credit. You can take, he's certainly not a nerd. He's making very tough business decisions.
Brooks Patterson is the county executive for Oakland County. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Good to talk. We'll do it again.